This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobke will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. The Seoul Leadership Conclave will foster an ecosystem of collaboration and thought leadership, facilitating learning from both failures and successes to inspire young audiences. Rekha Gupta has assumed charge at Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to media after taking charge, Ms. Gupta said the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi. Ms. Rekha Gupta chaired her first cabinet meeting at Delhi Secretariat yesterday. Earlier, BJP's first-time MLA Rekha Gupta was sworn in as the new chief minister at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in the national capital yesterday. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ms. Gupta and six cabinet ministers. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dixit and Aatishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat health insurance scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media yesterday after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn-in Delhi government. She said that Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest. She said that 14 CAG reports will be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly. The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of Departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Revenue, Women and Child Development, Land and Building, Information and Public Relations, Vigilance, Administrative Reforms, Planning and other departments not allocated to any minister. Ashish Sood will be in charge of Home, Power, Urban Development, Education and Higher Education and Training and Technical Education departments. Parvesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, Legislative Affairs, Irrigation and Flood Control, and Water and Gurdwara Elections. Sardar Manjinder Singh Sirsa has been allotted Food and Supplies, Forest and Environment and Industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh will be in charge of Health and Family Welfare, Transport and Information Technology. Kapil Mishra has been given the charge of Law and Justice, Labour Department, Art and Culture, Development, Language and Tourism Department. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that all 8 states of the Northeast will be connected to Delhi through rail and air connectivity by 2027. Addressing the Unity Utsav, One Voice, One Nation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Shah underscored that the central government has opened numerous avenues for the Northeast in every field, from tourism to technology, sports to space. Mr. Shah emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given new dimension to the identity of the Northeast in the whole of India by establishing it as Ashtalakshmi.
Pradhan Mantri ji ne North East ko Ashtalakshmi ke roop mein pure Bharat mein prasiddh karne ka kaam kiya hai. North East ke 8 rajya Bharat ko har tarah se samruddh karne ke liye saksham, chahe aarthik vikas ho, chahe sanskrutik vikas ho, chahe desh ki suraksha ho, chahe khel ho, chahe research and development ho. Har jagah North East ke yuvao ke liye dher sari opportunities padi hain.
The Home Minister mentioned that since 2014, more than 10,500 militants have laid down their arms in the Northeast and 12 peace accords have been signed in the region between 2019 and 2024. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated Bangladesh by 6 wickets in their opener Group A clash in Dubai. Chasing the target of 229 runs, India made 231 for 4 in 46.3 overs with the help of Shubman Gill's unbeaten 101 runs and KL Rahul's unbeaten 41 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.